As Paul indicated, I'm going to talk a little bit this afternoon about the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. And I should mention that the Wisconsin Well Woman Program is actually Wisconsin's component of the national program. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about the history of the program. The Breast and Cervical Cancer Mortality Prevention Act of 1990 was actually signed into law, I believe, in August of 1990 by the first President Bush. And the legislation actually authorized CDC to provide breast and cervical cancer screening services to underserved, low-income, older women. And really, when we talk about older women in the program, we're actually talking about women 40 to 64 for the most part. But when it comes to breast cancer screening, we're talking many times about women 50 to 64. The legislation also was put into place to help us to improve access to early detection and screening for breast and cervical cancers for underserved women. In terms of the program eligibility and low-income women, we're talking about women whose income is at or below 250% of the federal poverty level. Many women in the program are uninsured, but there are some women who are underinsured. They may have insurance, and their income may be such that their insurance does not cover breast and cervical cancer screening services. And of course, they have to meet the screening guidelines, be in need of breast and cervical cancer screening. The program provides clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap tests, pelvic exams, diagnostic testing for women who have abnormal screening outcomes, and also the program provides provisions for women to be referred to treatment. Over the 20-year history of the program, 3.7 million women across the country have received services. That means that we have provided 9.2 million screening exams. We've diagnosed almost 2,600 invasive cervical cancers, and we've diagnosed almost 44,000 breast cancers. Just to bring it a little closer to home, during the 2009 program year, more than 324,000 women were screened for breast cancer, and the program identified almost 4,700 breast cancers. On the other hand, some 320,000 women were screened for cervical cancer with a pap test, and we found about 4,700 cervical cancers and high-grade precancerous lesions. Even with these numbers, we see that we're only providing breast cancer screening to about almost 15 or maybe 14% of women who are actually eligible for the program, and those would be women between the ages of 40 to 64. When it comes to cervical cancer screening, we're providing screening to about 8.7% of women between the ages of 18 and 64 who would be eligible for the program. And when we talk about the national program, we're really talking about 68 unique programs. The 68 programs, of course, include the 50 states, and as I said, Wisconsin is one of them, obviously, the District of Columbia, 12 tribes or tribal organizations, and the five U.S. territories. So again, the national program is actually made up of 68 programs. Now, we are a breast and cervical cancer screening program, but we also have other very important program components. So in addition to screening women for breast and cervical cancers, one of the other things that we're responsible for is follow-up and referral, including case management. And basically what that is every woman who is screened through our program, we have to know the outcome of that screening. And of course, if that screening is abnormal, she has to be referred for the appropriate diagnostic examination. And all of that is a part of our case management component. And a lot of that includes making sure that women get to the appropriate providers and they get what they need. Other program components include public information and public education, and this is our way of getting the information about the program out to women who are eligible for the program. Health professionals education and training. Many programs do a lot with professional development, working with program providers. Quality assurance and monitoring. Making sure that women not only are receiving appropriate screening and diagnostic testing, but they are receiving high quality services through the program. And of course, surveillance and evaluation, including data management. And data management, I should just comment for a minute, is important because we have to keep demographic and screening data on every woman who comes through our program. So cancer screening, access to coverage is just one of many challenges. One of the things that we found through the program is that there are financial barriers. There are women who are uninsured or underinsured. Some women may have insurance. There may be high deductibles and co-payments. And so one of the things that we can do is we can look at increasing program and clinic efficiencies. We can look at leveraging existing resources to do more. As we know, the Affordable Care Act was signed into law earlier this year, and the Affordable Care Act will allow us to cover screening and waives cost sharing, which again can be a barrier to women receiving services. Having access to screening, making sure that we have free or low-cost screening, and having insurance coverage. Knowing that screening is needed and women understanding why screening is important, knowing that screening is available and important, these are important things that we need to get out. Also, making sure that folks utilize their benefits. I think we heard that just because someone has an insurance card doesn't necessarily mean that they'll use that benefit or that they will receive high quality services. And looking at other non-financial barriers. And of course, quality assurance is important because we want to make sure that everyone receives quality screening, that everyone receives complete and timely follow-up. Everyone receives timely follow-up after an abnormal test, especially, that folks receive timely referral to treatment resources, and making sure that people receive treatment if they have no insurance. And then, of course, we want to make sure that folks return for screening at appropriate intervals and according to recommended screening guidelines. Then we want to take a look at the effective integration of established National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program case management programs. The national program case managers and patient navigators have been successful working with priority populations similar to those populations who will be impacted by the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Populations include low-income and underserved communities with high chronic disease burden. And again, with the national program, historically, we have worked with women who have low incomes, who are uninsured or underinsured. We have worked with women who have had significant geographical barriers and significant cultural barriers in terms of accessing care. One of the things that we want to talk a moment about is the new demonstration project that 11 programs have received just in the last month to focus on the value of the non-screening components of the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. This new project is called the Patient Care Coordination Demonstration Project. And the project focuses on new roles for state health departments in the early detection of breast and cervical cancers through targeted outreach, patient navigation, and case management. And it's an effort to identify best practices to extend the reach of the care coordination services into larger health delivery systems. Now, the demonstration projects are for up to 21 months, and as I said, about 11 grantees currently have a demonstration project grant. And the grants began September 30th of 2010. So really, the 11 grantees have had the grant probably about a little bit more than a month. And Wisconsin is one of the grantees, or one of the states that is implementing the demonstration project. And what we're doing in Wisconsin is we have decided that we would take an approach where we look at two things in our state. First of all, we're going to work with Marshfield Clinic to provide patient navigation services to women living in rural areas. For those of you who may or may not know, Marshfield Clinic is a major healthcare system in Wisconsin. Their focus is really farm medicine or working with rural communities. So we're going to work with them to have a patient navigator who will be able to really look at working with women living in rural communities, especially those women who are in smaller, more isolated rural communities. We will work with the parish nurses in rural areas with Marshfield, because what we found is that many women in Wisconsin who don't listen to anyone else about their health or well-being or the importance of screening will talk one-on-one or in small groups with parish nurses. We're also going to implement a what we call an urban component with our demonstration project in Wisconsin. We're going to collaborate with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing, and we're going to look at providing culturally appropriate targeted outreach to women in the 35 to 64 age group in an urban setting, primarily in southeastern Wisconsin. For those of you who may know a little bit about Wisconsin, most of that work will be in Milwaukee, which is a city of about 600,000 people. We will look to arrange for translation or interpretation services, and we will implement small group and one-on-one educational sessions or strategies to try to inform individuals of their cancer screening options and why it's important that they have cancer screenings. So we've talked about the history of the national program, and so now we want to look at what are some of the roles for our future. What are some of our potential roles in the future? Well, facilitating access to preventive health care, connecting women to available cancer screening resources, educating all women about the need for life-saving cancer screening and the importance of early detection, addressing cultural, language, literacy, transportation, and other non-financial barriers faced by medically underserved women, improving the public health infrastructure and coordination of care. Some other roles: assuring and monitoring quality cancer screening and follow-up of services, facilitating the transition of women served to enroll in health insurance and connected to providers to the provider system, assisting women to navigate the healthcare system, conducting tracking and surveillance to monitor quality, screening, coverage, and evaluate cancer screening efforts, and ensuring needed care and associated costs are covered and affordable. So we want you to give some thought to the future of our program, and I thank you.
Thank you, Gail. You know, incredibly impressive program. And you know, you hear this, well, 14% of the eligible women had breast cancer screening and 8% have had cervical cancer screening, and say, how good is that really? Well, this morning I got on Google and I searched for information on cancer screening rates in the insured population. Usual care, which is when people go to their doctor and whatever may happen, 19% of people. And these are people fully insured working. These aren't people struggling day to day at lower poverty levels. Now, when they actually had a program, this is actually a prepaid healthcare system, fully covered, very good system. When they actually did clinical outreach in the office to their patients, they got up to 26%. And when they did telephonic and letter writing campaigns to their patients, they got it up to 40%, fully insured people. Is 40% good? So once again, we're seeing an insurance card does not mean access, does not mean quality care. This is not just an issue for folks who are low income and disenfranchised. This is an issue for everyone in this country. We are not delivering clinical services. So a real opportunity for us to say, you know what, that's the wrong decision to cut this program when everyone has an insurance card. In fact, that's exactly the time when it needs to be expanded. So we need to be there to grab that moment and get in there with that message and not accept when somebody says, well, we don't need that program anymore because now people have insurance cards.